Coffee with Cudmore.
Light 104.7 and 1570 AM. WVTL.
Barbara Henry joins us from the Master Gardener Program, Cornell Cooperative Extension, Fulton and Montgomery Counties. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, everybody.
So what do we do? It's the month of May. Can we do anything yet?
Oh, we can do lots of things in May. But one of the problems in May is that we've all been running around to the box stores and the garden centers and the plant sales, and we have been buying annuals, and we're in a rush to put them in the garden. But we have to be a bit careful about that because our nighttime temperatures are still pretty low. So I would recommend to everybody, don't rush to get your annuals into the ground. Watch your nighttime temperatures. I look at the Weather Channel and I look at their historical averages. And our last frost date is towards the end of April, perhaps the beginning of May. I'm up here on the Great Sacandaga Lake, so my frost date is a little later than people down in Amsterdam. But some of the annuals, the cool annuals, the petunias and the alyssum, they can go in early. But the warmer annuals, such as the zinnias and the impatiens, they really need nighttime temperatures around 50 degrees. I've said this often, but impatiens and peppers, too, for that matter, are two of the plants that, if you plant them too cold, they will sulk.
Okay.
They will. And they won't grow for the season. I mean, I have seen it where people have planted impatiens early in the season, and it's a nice, small clump of flowers. And at the end of the season, it's still the nice, same small clump of flowers because it just gets a shock to its system, and it won't grow.
So don't be impatient with the impatiens.
Yes, Bob, fine.
Yes, indeed. How's the lake? I mean, you do mention that you're at the Great Sacandaga Lake. The Daily Gazette did a story saying the water level's rising up and people are out there and doing all right.
This past weekend, I was delighted to see a lot of boats out on the lake, a lot of sailboats, a lot of powerboats. And with the rain that we've had in the last few days, yes, the lake level has come up quite a lot. It's very encouraging. So I hope to see a lot of people out on the lake.
Did you go to the Master Gardener plant sale?
Yes, indeed I did. And we had a lot of people there. It was fun to meet so many of our friends and neighbors and talk to everybody about plants, and we sold out our plants. We had very few left in the end.
I'm sure. So maybe go slow getting going. It reminds me, I guess, at this moment of baseball. You know, it's like the start. Well, actually, they're into the season now, but, you know, in the spring, anything's possible. We haven't found out what the problems are going to be this year yet. Is it going to be too wet? Is it going to be too dry? Is it going to be this?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. It's also a good time to get a pH test of your soil. And it's also a good time to take your hoe and start cutting off the weeds. The more attention you pay to your weeds right now, then the easier it's going to be later in the season. Mm. But don't put mulch on your soil yet. Our soils are still warming up. And later in the month, when you're going to put your tomatoes in and your vegetables in the garden, it's always nice to get them all mulched up and your garden looks really tidy, but I would leave off putting any mulch onto the veggie garden until possibly mid-June when the soil is really properly warmed up. Putting mulch down now actually will help keep the soil cool, which is not really what you want to do.
Do you have both flowers and vegetables?
Yes, I do, and I have flowers in my vegetable garden because that attracts the beneficial insects into the garden to help pollinate and also to kill some of the nasty bugs that are around.
Mm. So what will you be growing in the line of vegetables? I think you mentioned tomatoes.
I'll be growing tomatoes. I grow basil. I grow my tomatoes in a W formation, and then in the spaces between the points, if you get me, I plant the basil there. And what I do is I keep a couple of basil plants for cutting for myself, and then the other basil plants I leave to go to flower because they have the nice small flowers which the insects love, and that helps the pollination and so forth. I usually put some potatoes in and some lettuce. Cucumbers I grow, and I love to grow sweet peas up my cucumber trellises because it looks pretty.
Mm. We were supposed to have a woman on, but we mixed connections. We'll probably get her on eventually. I mean, this isn't like a groundbreaking new concept, but her mantra is grow your own groceries. Do you find that you are able to provide for yourself or a significant amount of your own food?
Oh, I do, yes. I'm able to freeze most of my tomatoes, and so I have tomato sauce throughout the winter. I have enough green beans. I love fresh green beans, and I eat those during the summer, and I give them all to my neighbors, too, and I freeze those so that I eat fresh green beans throughout the winter. Potatoes I don't keep in long-term storage, just because I'm only one person, and it doesn't seem to make a lot of sense to me. But yes, my vegetables, my lettuce, I don't go to the store for those anymore. Oh, yeah, I agree with that. One little raised bed, if somebody has the room to put one raised bed in, you have all that beautiful fresh produce, so much tastier than you can get it at the store.
Well, Barbara Henry, I thank you for joining us, unless you have something else you wanted to bring up.
Oh, I can talk for hours on gardening, Bob, but I'm sure you've got other guests on your show.
All right.
So I will look forward to talking to you another time.
Thank you very much, Barbara. You have a good day.
Thank you, Bob.
Bye-bye.